Radio Prague News.
The global ratings agency Fitch Ratings has revised its outlook for the Czech Republic from stable to positive, reflecting the outcome of the recent election. Regions throughout the country will no longer cover healthcare fees for Czechs visiting regional hospitals and pharmacies. Tennis players Martina Navratilova and partner Jana Novotná have won the women's doubles title at the French Open in the veterans category Women's Legends. The global ratings agency Fitch Ratings revised its outlook for the Czech Republic from stable to positive on Friday, reflecting the outcome of the recent election. The move came the same day the country's president asked Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas to lead talks on the next government. Center-right parties gained a decisive majority in the country's general election last weekend on the promise of introducing tough fiscal reforms. The Civic Democrats and two newcomers, Topo 9 and Public Affairs, could form a government with a comfortable majority of 118 mandates out of a possible 200 in the lower house. That's if they agree on issues such as the economy, the deficit, and fighting corruption. The majority would be the largest held by any Czech government since the breakup of Czechoslovakia in 1993. Regions throughout the country will no longer cover mandatory healthcare fees for Czechs visiting regional hospitals and pharmacies, Pardubice's Social Democrat Governor Radko Martínek has said. He made the announcement on Friday, saying that the plan would only remain in place until the end of June. The coverage, he stressed, no longer made sense in view of the recent election results. The Social Democrats, long opposed to healthcare fees, were hoping to abolish them outright had they won a strong mandate last weekend. This week, coverage by regional governments was labeled discriminatory by the European Commission, which said that either all patients in the country should be covered or none. Health care fees of 30 crowns at the doctors and for individual prescriptions, as well as higher amounts for emergency ward visits and hospital stays, were first introduced by Mirek Topolánek's government in 2008. The inhabitants of around 10 homes in Velké Polomí in the area of Opava were evacuated from their village for safety reasons on Saturday after an unexploded 300-kilo bomb dating back to the Second World War was discovered in a nearby field. Police also closed off part of a nearby road to prevent anyone passing through the area to fall into danger. Pyrotechnics specialists were called in to secure the unexploded device, and police have not revealed further details. Czech tennis players Martina Navratilová and partner Jana Novotná have won the women's doubles title at the French Open in the veterans category known as Women's Legends. The 53-year-old Navratilová and 41-year-old Novotná beat the French-Croatian duo of Majoli Tauziat by a score of 6-4, 6-2. Not long ago, Navratilová, who displayed excellent form, revealed to the media she was fighting breast cancer. She's scheduled to play with Novotná again against the younger duo of Martina Hingis and Anna Kurnikova at Wimbledon. I'm Jan Vellinger, and that's the news.